Time to talk food, another edition of Shut Up and Eat as Joe Riccio joins us. Hi there, Joe.
What's going on?
Well, you know, up here, nothing, because whatever storm is headed your way is staying away from us. I'm sorry for you, but I'm not that sorry.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore what's going on. I don't even care.
Nope. And you know what?
You know?
We're just going to say the hell with it. It's going to be in the 40s. It's going to melt soon. And so we're focusing today on spring. It says it's spring on the calendar. And damn it, we're going to talk spring and spring grilling because it's just one of my favorite things.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see any. I mean, you know, winter grilling is just as good. You know, like when you're out there in the snow with a ripping hot grill. I mean, any time of year, really, you know.
Well, and that's the key. And I was going to ask you about grill care, the care and feeding of your grill. But probably the best thing is just not to ever put it away in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing to do is just, like, do all the cooking and make somebody else clean the grill for you.
I like the sound of that a lot. Now,
yeah, that's really the best maintenance plan that I've found is cook on somebody else's grill and don't touch it once you're done cooking.
Yeah, that's a good idea right there. Now what about utensils? Have you got a wide range of things to use out there to make your grilling go outstanding, or are you just grabbing a fork from the kitchen and using that?
Oh, no. I mean, all you need really is a metal spatula and a pair of tongs. I mean, that's, you know, like tongs for steaks and things like that, spatula for, you know, burgers, and that's really all you need. You want to get a brush. If you are going to do some maintenance, you want to oil the grate and stuff. It's good to have one of those steel brushes, you know, to kind of clean food bits off the grates. But you definitely don't need a lot of fancy equipment out there. That's what's probably the best part about grilling is how simple it is, you know?
All right. As we get ready for grilling, let's talk about prep and what's the most important step in that process.
I mean, obviously, you know, we talked, you and I talked about marinades, you know? I mean, that's the easiest way to ensure flavor because you're already getting that nice smoke and all that char from the grill. So when you couple that with a marinade, you know, especially one that kind of can tenderize the meat a little bit, I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty perfect. I mean, you don't have to. I know a lot of people who would never touch a gas grill. I personally kind of like them because they're convenient. But I think, you know, if you take advantage of all the different kinds of wood out there for smoking, I think that's an overlooked thing often. You know, the different flavors that, like, you know, apple wood or cherry wood, different woods impart to the meat, you know?
And the marinade, too, this doesn't have to be a 24-hour thing. You can do kind of a short-term marinade and have your food taste great.
Yeah, I mean, there's very few things that need to be marinated for 24 hours. You could brine it, you know, which is always good if you want to lock in that moisture. If you say you're grilling a whole chicken or a pork shoulder or something like that, something you're doing over indirect heat. Brining certainly wouldn't hurt it. But yeah, marinade, I mean, things will, especially if you cut some slits into it, you know, just really work it in there. It doesn't need more than, you know, 2 hours really at the most. I've never noticed a difference between 2 hours or six personally.
I was reading something the other day about, you know, every year this comes out, the dangers of grilling with aluminum foil. And I thought, you know, if I haven't consumed enough aluminum in my lifetime to kill me already, I'm really not going to worry about wrapping my potatoes or my corn in it.
Yeah, I know. First they tell us we can't eat asbestos, and now they're telling us we can't eat aluminum. I don't even know what to do anymore. I don't even feel safe cooking anything. You're telling me I can't eat asbestos? What am I supposed to put on my burger?
Exactly. Well, before we wrap up, Joe, let's go beyond burgers and even beyond meat. What are some other great things that people have never tried they should consider grilling?
Definitely, you know, your onions, your scallions, things like that, you know, they just add a little depth. If you're going to, like, you know, grill, char anything, peppers, you know, I mean, everybody's had kebabs. And if you get that smoke and that char just right and the tenderness, I mean, that can pretty much, and it's also healthy. You know, you're taking a vegetable that pretty much has a little bit of olive oil on it and making it taste amazing. Other than that, I mean, other than seafood and meat, I mean, there's no surprise as far as what you can put on the grill. You can pretty much grill anything. As long as, you know, my favorite flavors really are smoke and fat. As long as you have those two things, I'm happy.
So one of my favorite grilled items is portobello mushrooms, a nice garlic and, you know, soy sauce or, you know, so a little bit of a saltiness in the marinade and the garlic, and then grill them up nice.
You can treat that like a burger, you know? I mean, that's such a a hearty, meaty mushroom.
Yeah.
You know, portobellos are great. And also, I will say, one thing I like to do with my burgers is in the patty, I like to take a pat of butter and have that in the middle of the patty. Like, kind of mold the patty around the butter. So that way the butter is kind of coming from the inside while it's getting charred on the outside. That's never a bad thing.
That sounds amazing. All right, I have my weekend plans.
There you go. I feel like I didn't provide too much useful information today, but, you know, you get the idea.
Oh, no,
we're
no.
Getting people in the mood.
It's what it's all about. It's setting the tone. It's saying, damn what you see out your window. It's spring, time to get out there and grill.
Yeah, there's not really much of a recipe when it comes to grilling. You know, it's like, it's all about being patient, and it's all about understanding direct and indirect heat. That's it.
Name of the game right there, Joe Riccio. Shut Up and Eat every Friday on Downtown. Joe, thanks as always. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good, gentlemen. Thank you.